This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Greg Blaze, host of Cutting the Curd. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
In Bushwick, can you dig it? And if today was any more beautiful, I think I'd have to rip my arms off and beat Pete Zaremba over the head with a wet end. Zaremba, you're back. You've been to the Yucatan.
Back from
You've
the
been
Yucatan.
To Canada.
Back.
You've been to Spain. Where
I've
haven't
been,
you been?
You know what? Next week I'm off to Western Europe. Back to Canada.
Traveling man.
And then to Mexico in June with the flesh
tones. To Mexico again with the flesh tones.
Although I'm back from the Yucatan.
It was hot. It's hot.
It was hot. It's a tie-in. Mike, it's a
segue
tie-in.
Because we're sitting here not only with
Ask me how hot
Heritage,
it was.
Heritage. How hot was it?
I'll tell you. It was really hot, but I'm going up to Chicoutimi.
That's it? It was really hot?
I'm going up to Chicoutimi.
That's not a joke. Where's the
because I'm going up to Chicoutimi in Quebec. It's in the far north. It's so cold up there.
How cold is it?
Well, it's so cold they don't bother with spring because by the time spring comes, they got to get ready for fall. So...
All right, Pete Zaremba with his Eisenhower-era humor.
Sputnik.
Really Sputnik.
What do we have here?
Really throwing it hard. We have Heritage Radio star Jimmy Carbone,
The studio is crowded with talent. Crowded with talent.
An embarrassment of riches.
It's too much talent.
What's up, Beer Sessions? How's it going?
We're here stomping for the New York City Hot Sauce Expo.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
New York City next week.
A hot sauce festival.
It's a hot sauce. And here comes some pizza.
And you got some pizza because I put the hot sauce on the pizza.
Okay. This is Roberta's famous pizza because we're broadcasting from Roberta's.
Okay,
right?
And also, let's not neglect really the man of the hour. It's our friend Graham from World Famous Hot Sauce.
Hey.
Award winning, legendary, World Famous Hot Sauce. It's actually called World Famous Hot Sauce.
Are we going to be tasting some of this?
I think we're going to.
Yeah, we are on the pizza.
That's on the pizza.
I think we might have a little taste comparison then.
We should do a naked tasting first with the spoons.
Naked tasting.
And then pizza.
And then I brought some direct from the Yucatan. La Anita Brands, their new roasted habanero stuff. So we'll just see.
We'll compare this nice boutique-y Graham world famous hot sauce against your airport souvenir, Zaremba.
Okay. There we go. We did get it in there.
Holy cow, this is good. We got hot sauce. We got, as he says, we got taste naked. But of course, to everyone in radio land, we might as well be naked.
This is radio that's too hot to handle.
Well. It's the reason why we're not on television.
That's right.
Well, maybe we are naked.
We're far too good looking naked. It's good. I'm glad to have you back, Zaremba. I missed you. We've done WrestleMania. We added some rock and roll bands in here. There were arts and there were seizures.
You know, I was sitting.
Mostly there were seizures.
My wife and I were sitting on the beach in Cancun. We stayed there for one day. And I have to say, I was looking at that azure and turquoise Caribbean water that was so warm. I got in it. And I was thinking, what the hell is Mike Edison doing right now?
Drinking a beer in the shower, thinking about you.
Looking for mummies.
Okay. You were looking for mummies.
Okay, so what
I was looking for mummies. Yeah,
I listened last night.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what? I never did find that mummy.
When I see mummy, I feel like mommy. What are we tasting?
What do we have here?
We're tasting our original LBI Love Potions, habanero, carrots, onions, garlic,
a little
vinegar.
Good.
Started out as a wedding favor when we got married almost 3 years ago, and we turned that into a little business. So this was our wedding favor. Yeah, these are all medium habaneros.
Okay.
Maybe hot if you're not into them.
No, it's not crazy. It's not like you got to be a hero or nothing.
I like that.
It's very nice. A lot of vinegar up front.
I like that. You got some of the carrot in there the little beta carotene going.
Balance.
But,
it's all about balance.
It gives it some balance to the flavor. Though.
That's what you ever see a blind rabbit? Yeah, Jimmy's laughing.
I'm having a good time.
That's good. What are we going to recommend to put on the pizza?
Why don't we describe
this?
See
the extra garlic on the pizza.
The people at home, not only they can't see it, they can't taste it.
We're going to taste the extra garlic love potion. We just doubled the garlic. It gives it a wing sauce.
Double the garlic.
This one kind of tastes like wing sauce. So if you like your buffalo wings, this is the...
Double the garlic, double your fun.
But it's good on pizza.
Thank you very much for helping me out.
This is everybody. This is the fan favorite on pizza. Is the LBI Love Potion extra garlic.
Graham, how'd you start making hot sauce, man?
Down the shore in Long Beach Island, New Jersey, we've got a nice kitchen. And I always got very inspired to cook in that kitchen. And a trip to New Orleans is what inspired me to start wanting to cook hot sauce. Because all the souvenir shops have about 600 bottles of hot sauce in them. And that was... That was an amazing experience seeing that. So I
some of them are actually good.
Some of them are good.
Yeah. My favorite is Cajun Chef.
I've never heard of that one.
That's you can get it out in Thibodeau and Houma and places like that.
So the New York City Hot Sauce Expo is coming up next
week. Talk about it.
April 23rd, April 24th. And
what happens at the Hot Sauce Expo?
Well, you get to meet 50 of the top indie national hot sauce companies, including world famous hot sauce.
It's like Comic-Con for hot sauce fans.
Yeah. And you go around and taste. And it's $10 in advance. $15 day of, you can taste over 50 hot sauce companies, and they have snacks and everything for you. It's a great
deal.
Where
is this? This is the Brooklyn Expo Center, which is on Franklin Street right here in Brooklyn.
Right in Greenpoint.
Yeah,
right on the Greenpoint.
Nice venue.
When they opened that, I was like, what the hell? I'm living in Greenpoint, and I got this? It was very, very... it was a wake-up call.
Zrumba's brought his bar with him. It looks like... What are you making over here?
Well, let's talk about the hot sauce, but I'm making some cocktails.
I see this. I see a jar that looks like
I pre-mixed it because I didn't want to mix this. I didn't want to take the time mixing here. It is a we're going to have a Stabantun cocktail, which is it's something you can have in the Yucatan. It's made with this stuff called Stabantun, which is kind of a sweet anise and honey based. You know about it. Yeah.
I'm a booze guy.
Yeah. So anyway, one of the best use you can put it to is making this cocktail, which is kind of it's kind of a daiquiri. With a little Stabantun, or you could think of it as a margarita without the tequila, but with rum, because until tourism, tequila was unknown in the Yucatan, totally unknown. Rum is their, in fact, cheap rum is their drink.
Wow.
Aguardiente, really rough.
Aguardiente.
But instead,
moonshine.
I got this Havana Club, Tres Años, which is a little mellower. And so we're going to mix this. But talk about the hot sauce.
All right, let's taste it.
I'm going to actually put hot sauce in my cocktail. Like a chupacabra. There you go.
A chupacabra. I like that. Well, you know,
a chupacabra.
First time I saw anybody mix a michelada was in Mexico, was in Oaxaca. And I was sitting in the Zocalo. In the plaza there.
You were sleeping
and,
in the circle.
I just got up from under my bench where I'd spent the night. And I saw all these old guys, and they were drinking in a tall tubo, as they say, with ice. And there was about one finger's worth of, like, tomato sauce, it looked like, and some hot peppers, a salted rim. They're pouring beer over it.
Sounds like a sangria.
The glass is too small for an actual whole beer, so you sort of pour it, and you drink a little bit of it, and you pour it. So it starts out, the beer and the tomato juice starts out kind of bright red, but by the time you're done, it's down to a nice pink. And I said, wow, breakfast. That looks like breakfast to me. I asked. No one here was making the Michelada yet. It had not been imported yet. But man, no, it's great. Now I go around.
Champions.
I go around to airports and I train the women at airports. I say, give me half a glass of Virgin Mary and give me two beers. Lots of ice, salt the rim.
That works.
Is that what you drink in the shower, man?
Only cans of beer in the shower. I had a Modelo this morning. Cans, Jimmy. Safety first. Really, no glass in the shower. I learned that the hard way.
You know, at the New York City Hot Sauce Expo, we have a Bloody Mary mixed down and a margarita mixed down too. So.
A mixdown.
Mixdown.
And what about is there just like a pepper eating contest or something like that?
There's the Guinness Book of World Records Reaper eating contest.
A Reaper.
Spiciest eating. Pepper in the world.
The spiciest the pepper. Reaper. That's the one that made Homer Simpson hallucinate the wolf talking like Johnny Cash.
It'll put a hurting on you.
All right, let's try some pizza.
Let's
get garlic. There's one more hot sauce that we haven't tried.
We have Old Barney's Lighthouse hot sauce, which is just a Tabasco habanero blend with salt and vinegar. So it's sweet, and we'll.
So
give a taste to that, and then you guys can decide what you want to put on your slice.
I'm going
to
go with the garlic.
After eating, I think that's a good choice, too.
Those might go well with this cocktail Stabantun, which is not precisely mixed, but...
why does it sound Polish when it comes out of your mouth? Everything does.
He lives in Greenpoint.
I know. Zaremba, what do you think?
Learning Portuguese. Here you go. Edison.
All right, pass this way. I can't believe we're drinking on the air. That's like unprecedented.
This lady wants to know how to listen to us.
Try one of these.
Somebody tell the lady outside the window. It's Heritage Radio Network.
This is the best couple I've ever seen outside.
They are the
what
best.
We usually call the awkward date window. They have just raised the median age at Roberta's by like 37.
Yes.
This is not an internet date.
They're at the Beyonce table.
We're gonna toast you.
Oh my God, this is delicious.
So we're gonna do the cocktail with the hot sauce. Is that what you're saying?
You should do a hot sauce chaser on this.
This is the hot sauce chaser and the Sheboygan.
Oh, this one's got a kick.
Oh yeah.
Did we toast?
Oh, this will get you where you want
to
be.
To you, Merida. Guys.
To you guys.
All right. This is good. This week, again, more seizures than arts. I can dig it.
Okay. A Stubbington cocktail, as was first made at the La Habichuela restaurant.
That's really good.
In Cancun. Mm. And they had a thing in Merida, but they closed. Anyway.
Wow.
It's good with a hot sauce chaser, actually.
Sweet. All right.
This is very good.
Quit shilly-shallying. No more dilly-dallying. I need a piece of pizza with garlic hot sauce on it.
There we go. Would you like me to do the honors?
Blast away, Graham.
All right.
Blast away.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, Americans do love their
hot
sauce.
We're taking it like men.
Slathered with hot sauce.
Oh, that's good. All right. Oh, man. Nothing like a classic Roberta's margarita either.
There we go. Let me try.
I'm enjoying this drink. I'm actually going to add a couple drops of hot sauce to it and kick it up.
That. Graham, I think that why don't you do up a slice for Pete, too?
Yes, of course.
Whoa. That's a lot of hot sauce.
All right. That's good for him.
Mamma mia.
I'm putting original love potion in my
So we got
cocktail.
The Roberta's margarita.
Wow,
with,
so
with a little bit of world
hot
famous
sauce from New Jersey. How long will it be before there'll be a whole hot sauce shop at Newark Airport?
Oh, Lord.
Well, they got CBGBs there. Has anybody been to the CBGBs at Newark Airport yet?
No.
No.
But I heard it's a formal restaurant.
Formal restaurant in Newark Airport.
Didn't they actually try to have food for a while at CBGB's? That's a vague memory.
That's pretty funny.
That's a vague memory.
CBGB and Umfunk.
That was before the letter grade.
The usual garbage, right?
That was before the letter grading system.
I think they had like chili or something.
Chili at CBGB's.
Chili.
How are things going down at your bar, Jimmy?
Good. Jimmy's number 43. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, last year we had that big East Village gas explosion.
That's right.
But you know, we're back. East Village is different than it was in the days of CBGB. I think it's a good crowd coming around.
Yeah, no, it was Jerry Bar. It's Jimmy's over on 7th Street. Mm-hmm. Everybody should go by. And a lot of beer and a lot of wine. Good wine program happening there these days, and the food is good.
Thank you, Mike.
And I think we should have a party there.
We should have a party. Have an arts and seizures.
We're coming
end
up
to the season. Farewell.
Well, we are going to take a hiatus.
Yeah, but what about a vacation?
I've got a new book coming out, which we haven't really talked too much about. It's called You Are a Complete Disappointment, and you can hear more about that. It's a memoir. It's coming out May 3rd. We'll be talking. You can order it now on Amazon.com. We'll be talking more about that. And there's going to be a party in the East Village on May 5th at Berlin. Everyone's invited. But maybe we'll do the rap party because we're going on a big book tour. We'll come back to Jimmy's have a party there. You can't go because you can't read.
I can't go to your party, Mike, because I'm going to be in Paris that
night. It sucks.
Bring your bulletproof vest.
I'll try. Yeah, I'll try to.
My heart bleeds. My heart bleeds.
I'll try to fly back.
But yeah, I'll be everywhere in May, so that's why we're going to take a little hiatus. We'll be in Oakland and San Francisco, Los Angeles, probably Milwaukee, Chicago.
Wait, that's a book tour.
Jersey, a full-out book tour, so we're going to take a little break from Arts and Seizures, but we're also coming up to our 200th episode. You're to your 200th episode, man.
Bravo, man. Bravo.
Right? You're 200, man, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, we did Beer Sessions Radio, 330.
Oh, my God, 330.
Dude, I don't take vacations.
You're like the Rod Carew of radio.
When you take off, I'm gonna have to hang around at Beer Sessions. There you go.
Well, that's good.
I'll bring some beer.
It's a fun show.
That's a shittick right there, as my people would say. All right, you want to do a song? We're doing a taste and all this stuff?
Yeah.
All right. We got the hot rock roll. We got the hot sauce. We got Graham from world famous hot sauce.
I challenge you, Mike.
Yes, challenge.
To come up with a song that can relate to the theme of this show.
I think I got one. You
really?
Ready? I think I do. All right, but get ready because before this thing is over, you're gonna have to take a turn at it too.
Oh,
all right, help me out with the background vocals. Here
you
we go.
Bet.
Well, my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't tiddly squat.
My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doing squat. She ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I got a gal, she's 6 feet four. She's in the kitchen with her feet out the door. Said, my gal is red hot.
Your gal is really hot.
My gal is red hot. Your gal is doodly squat. She ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Woo. Well, she walks all night, talks all day. She's the kind of woman gotta have her way, but my gal is red hot.
Your gal is doodly squat.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal is doodly squat.
She ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot.
Woo. Take it.
Well, she's the kind of woman who lounge around, spend my bin all over town. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
She ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. One more. One man woman, which is what I like. Not a wish I was a woman, gonna change her mind now, yeah. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
She ain't got a money, but man, she's really got a lot. Ooh, all right. Arts and Seizures making it happen here. We got Jimmy from Beer Sessions Radio, Pete Sarumba, Graham, world famous hot sauce, Mike Edison, blasting away here in Bushwick. We're going to take a quick break. Back in a second.
My name is Brandon Boy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Wow, crazy Daisy back, Arts and Seizures. Woo. That was the Edison Rocket Train we were listening to. It's a regular Mike Edison Blue Ribbon Day here. I got a new record out, Zaremba.
And it's a
go-go gospel and a shake and beat, the history of the Edison Rocket Train.
Really? I saw that.
That's right.
Plus a record? Plus a record.
A new record.
I got a book.
I got a book. And we're sitting here at like the world's greatest cocktail party. You've brought the Shingo Boingo cocktail.
The Shtabantun cocktail.
Which is
kind of a daiquiri.
Also known as the Yucatan ass kicker.
Yes, it is. We could put a little more. You know what? You could make it with like any clear rum, but I have a Habana Tres Años here.
That's
working for me.
And I even put hot sauce in this cocktail. It's amazing.
Graham made it my own. Graham, as he was wont to do, altered it with a little habanero.
Hot sauce. So I'll tell you what. I love these hot sauces. The garlic is definitely a winner, but I like both of the love potions.
Thank you.
Old Barney's, I think, is that's going to be for my Western omelet.
Now,
it's more
Graham,
traditional.
Yeah.
Graham, also, you know what? Besides these hot sauces, you can really shake it, right?
That is true. We tried.
And how do you shake it?
World famous hot shake.
The famous hot shake.
World famous hot shake.
And explain.
Explain.
It is a celery salt based seasoning with crushed red and cayenne pepper. So for all the Old Bay lovers out there that.
I'm an Old Bay lover.
That no Old Bay has zero heat to it. We basically made it a better, spicier Old Bay. So it's.
That is old school.
And it is a must-have for any Bloody Mary, by the way.
To improve on Old Bay seasoning.
Let's check it out.
That's chutzpah.
You get the hot lips from this, too. This gives you hot lips.
Hot lips?
Plus, you got that little celery salt.
Yes.
The celery is right up front.
Right.
Oh, wow.
You know what? That makes me want to get some celery, right, Mike?
Oh, man. Celery is the best.
Celery and vodka.
I'm
drinking a bloody, so there you go. And a cocktail.
Celery is such. It's like a mystery drink. It's No, Goyim really can understand it. You're the only one.
I'm popular.
But you're Polish, so same fun.
Katz's thing. Deli, man.
That's right.
I love the color of the can. I love that sick green. I wish I had a car that color. I wish I had a suit that color. You know, I wish I had a girlfriend from outer space that color.
Exactly.
I love that metallic green.
I love that Solray.
And I never really understood it. You know, you have to have the Solray epiphany. You know, you have to. You know, when you're a kid, it's not one of those things that you're going to gravitate towards.
My grandparents used to drink it. So yeah.
My brother-in-law drinks it. He's like, he's got to be 30 years old. He loves that stuff. He's a young guy.
That's promising. Yeah. That's very promising.
But I can see that. So you're saying a little bit of Solray and this, your dry
rub.
This
could be interesting. Yeah.
Dry rub it, and then some vodka.
Yeah. So how are you going to eat it?
This is
with the hot shake.
I did compete in the Bloody Mary Mixdown 2 years ago. I was in the finals. I did not place, but the girl who placed second used my extra garlic love potion that she bought the day before the Mixdown last minute and changed her recipe. But we put the world famous hot shake is. You need to put this in your Bloody Marys, basically. If you like Bloody Marys, you want world-famous hot shake in your Bloody Mary. You want this in your pantry, in your cupboard.
I want that in my pantry.
It goes good on anything. And this will go home with you then.
All right. I know you've been trying to get in my pantry since we got here.
Mike, you want me to cut
We're trying to get into everybody's pantry.
Yeah.
Mike,
I could use a little stuff.
Are you guys rock and roll, guys?
Let me top that off with a little Havana Club.
You guys have alligator arms.
Holy shit.
Are you guys rock and roll?
We're straining to get across this table.
Rock and rollers with alligator arms.
Is this the way you run your show?
Guess who comes to the New York City Hot Sauce Expo? Chris Cafferty from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He makes a hot sauce. And Eddie Ojeda from Twisted Sister. He makes a hot sauce too.
We need to get the hot sauce business, remember? Clearly, we need an Arts and Seizures, hot sauce.
You could just have a hot sauce called Arts and Seizures. I'm
thinking we could have two kinds. Arts
sounds
and,
like a collaboration with world famous.
I've got
hot sauce ideas. I have a lot of hot sauce ideas. This is what I wake up thinking
hot
about.
Hot sauce ideas are great ideas.
All right. I like that too.
I
want to say on the Bloody Mary front, though.
Yeah, please.
Celery salt's important, but people forget celery is so important to a Bloody Mary. I mean, I want to see a stalk of celery.
It won't be a salad otherwise.
Even when you make it, celery seed, even not just celery salt, but celery
flavor,
seed is good in Bloody Mary.
I people talk about how food tastes, how it looks. People forget about how food sounds. And I like crunchy. And to me, to have something crunchy with my boozy breakfast,
it's
satisfying. It's important. That's why I love popcorn. I love the way it sounds when it cooks. I like to eat raw spaghetti because it sounds really loud in my head while I eat it. It's true.
But think about it. Bloody Mary, when you go to a restaurant, the Bloody Mary's coming before your food arrives. So you really do want that celery in there because you're starving. You're hungover.
Yeah.
You're hungover and hungry. You need to eat something.
How do you guys feel about seafood and Bloody Marys? With a few jumbo shrimp hanging off the edge there.
Love it.
The hot sauce expo, the Bloody Mary preliminary rounds.
I've had those, right? You've had the Bloody Mary shots with oysters.
Or you put a shrimp cocktail in your Bloody Mary. That's a good one.
Yeah, and a shrimp cocktail, shrimp on the rim with a hot shake rim, yeah.
So you're saying
this is a good rimmer.
It's a good rimmer.
It's a rimmer.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I. Sorry.
It's okay. Arts and Seizures, everybody.
That's what the guest is here for.
This show has been a wealth of information.
I can't wait. It's all leading up to the New York City Hot Sauce Expo. Right, Jimmy? That's why we're here.
It's too hot.
April 23rd.
He's loving it. He's smiling. I'm plugging your gig. You better believe it. It's April 23rd and 4th, right, in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
My
Pizza Rumba.
My barrio.
It has changed.
Are you going to be in Paris that weekend, Mr. Foster?
I'll be in Paris.
Hey, so what are we celebrating?
I'll be in Paris in
reschedule that Paris trip.
Listen, we've got our time here on Earth is limited. At least
extend the show, Mike. Mike, extend the show.
Ice caps are melting. We're all going to die. Well, we're going to take a break for the summer. We're going to come back in fall big. But before we do, I think we should do a 40th anniversary Flesh Tones show. What do you think about that? Can we get you and Strang, if not the whole band, in here?
I think you can get
40 years of fooling around.
You can get
Tones?
The Brooklyn contingent, me and Strang. How's that?
I think that's okay.
That's okay.
I think that's okay. I mean, I'd like to see the other kids.
Where are the rest of them?
Well, Kenny lives up in Beacon, New York, with his lovely wife, Rebecca Sorgestad.
Not far.
Bill Millhiser lives in what's called the Classic City, the home of Uncle Sam, Troy, New York.
That's the home of Uncle Sam?
It's true. I've gone to his grave.
I thought I knew this country.
Uncle Sam Wilson.
That wasn't on the citizenship
Uncle
test.
Sam Wilson of Troy, New York, my dear. It's a beautiful, no, actually, it's a hideous statue of him. But the grave is rather dignified.
Yeah.
So that's what Mr. Bill Milhouse said. But you're a great drummer too, Mike. Yeah, I know you. I know
we can rock and roll. We'll do something. Let's do a Fleshtone celebration because once again we are going to take a hiatus from
and a vacation
and
too. What I don't care about the hiatus. What about a vacation?
Sounds pretty good. But I'm going to be out working. I'm going to be peddling my new book. You Are a Complete Disappointment.
You're going to be working like a dog.
Check my website, MikeEdison.com. The tour dates are going to be up soon. But there's an excerpt of the book is out there, and I got a new record out. It's all happening. It's coming up. Roses, remember
the part. Of the book where you battle the Martians is my favorite part. That's it's a little implausible for an autobiography.
It happened.
For a
I didn't
memoir.
Make, I mean, it all happened. What am I, James fucking Frey? No, that happened. The Martians happened. All right, arts and seizures.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
It's been fun.
It's the fastest half hour on the
internet. We're drinking the Schwabenton cocktails.
The cocktails. I got a pizza.
You got the pizza with the delicious hot sauce.
Let's just try your airport hot sauce.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, crack that open. Let's go.
It's airport hot sauce, but it's legitimate. What are we going to put it on, though?
You guys don't make a green hot sauce?
This is the new.
We don't have a green. We have a yellow hot sauce that's not out that actually.
Yellow habaneros?
It's a scotch bonnet mustard base. Yeah, and we won an award for that in the fall up in Pomona, New York. We won an award for that. So I have a barbecue sauce coming out, actually, in a few weeks.
I'll come back and we'll barbecue.
We will, and that's going to be...
It's a thick hot sauce. Another it's taking a while.
Jimmy's gotten it out of the bottle. This is La Anita. It's their new roasted habanero. Basically, it's like...
with yellow number 5 and green number 1 and blue number 1. It's
a little color
though.
In here.
Yeah, it's good, though.
You know, one highlight of the New York City Hot Sauce Expo is all the exhibitors have all natural
hot
sauce.
Yeah, right.
You have to make from peppers.
Clean ingredient deck.
Wow.
All those.
There's no junk in it.
Yeah.
This got a little junk.
This is good, but you know what? A little junk every once in a while. There's nothing wrong with a Big Mac every once in a while, right?
No,
not every once in a while.
They taste good.
Can I say every once in a while a Twinkie must come into your life?
Yeah, and a ring ding, yeah.
It's a little too salty for me, actually.
I like salty hot sauces, but it is salty.
It's very salty.
It's good, though. It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's kind of like really hot chewing gum.
My cheeks are sweating now.
After tasting your stuff, it's just got this other consistency to it. It's a little... It's like, nah.
It's commercial.
It's, yeah.
Bring it
yeah.
back to the airport on your way back to the Yucatan.
I'm going to use this.
I would use it. I mean, if it was gifted to me, I would definitely have it open in the fridge, and I would find something to put it on, because it is pretty good.
How many kinds of hot sauce do you have in your house right now?
Right now, off the top of my head, I'd say maybe only 11.
That's not bad.
I was going to bring the Gwen's Kitchen hot sauce from Long Island, Bahamas. And what they call it goat peppers there, because they're too proper to call it ghost pepper, which is actually just a scotch bonnet anyway, right?
No, ghost pepper is a whole other variety
what
of pepper.
It? What is it?
It'll put a hurting on you.
Explain.
It's, ghost pepper is a scotch bonnet hybrid, I believe, actually. And they're pretty scary looking. Is that a scorpion pepper? I can't remember. But yeah, ghost peppers are very smoky. They taste nothing like habaneros or scotch bonnets.
They're very tasty sauce.
They're tasty, but they're really, really hot.
It was
hot,
homemade,
so, yeah.
But she sells it up and down what's called Long Island.
And ghost pepper, it builds. The heat builds in your mouth. Ooh. So for 10 minutes, it's getting worse instead
it's
of getting
better.
No, it doesn't.
I love the slow finish.
They call it goat pepper, because goat they're very pepper. Proper on that island. Ghost to them is almost a bad word.
Right, well, it's, you know, taboo.
For 10 minutes, it's getting worse, not getting better. It sounds like Lou Reed's last record.
This one is hot that you got from the airport, though. That's, you know, it's...
It's a lot hotter than mine.
They're very similar to El Yucateco brand. It's a Yucatecan style.
Like
and we're drinking Yucatecan cocktails.
Right, we are.
Because it's...
Boy,
fitting.
Mike... You know how it is in the Yucatan?
Tell me.
It's hot.
How hot is it?
Well, it's so hot.
All right. Here we go. Don't forget, everybody, to listen to Jimmy on Beer Sessions Radio.
When? Quando.
Tuesday is 5 p.m.
I'll be 330 motherfucking episodes. When, I'm like a 190 man myself.
When Mike
That's
is
it.
Off
I feel,
goofing
I feel
off
so fucking anemic compared
with his
to you.
So-called
I look anemic
book
compared
tour.
To you. Sitting next to you, we look like the number 10.
Then.
So-called book tour. While he's goofing off, who knows where, playing the horses, whatever he's doing, sleeping late. I'm gonna be with Jimmy.
All right, that sounds good.
I'm moving over. I'm moving up, baby.
Moving on up. Moving up. New York City Hot Sauce Expo. Come it's to town hot. April 23rd and 4th in Greenpoint. That's at Franklin Avenue in Greenpoint, the Brooklyn Expo Center. Go there and see our friend Graham.
I'll walk over.
World famous.
I'm walking over.
Please. Dig some world famous hot shake for your Bloody Marys and his love potions. It's been a gas, guys. All right. Thanks to everybody
on
Radio Land. Don't forget, we're member supported. If you see that button that says be a member or donate,
press that button.
And Pizza Rumble will come over to your house and bring you a bottle of hot sauce and play the harmonica for you. All right. Thanks to everybody. Wish. Thanks to Dave in the booth. We'll see you next week. Mike Edison for the gang. Here we go.
A little quicker. Give me some more time. Quicker, faster.
You can't handle it.
Yes,
faster.
I can. I can handle it, baby. Faster.
I'll turn into a rock and roll song. Faster,
yes.
Careful.
You better.
All right, here we go.
No, faster.
Faster, harder, faster, harder.
When I was just a little boy.
Oh, what song are we doing? I forget now.
We're doing Burn in Hell. It's C, baby.
I'm singing the wrong song.
Put that capo on.
I'm playing the wrong goddamn song.
People at home.
No wonder it's not working fast.
People at home,
you can't see what's actually
happening here. Jimmy, Graham.
Here you go.
Crowded, too much talent.
Here we go.
Fast. This was a fast one.
There you go. I was going Sonny Boy Williamson land.
And I was just a little boy. And I was a little boy. My mama said to me, son, get on your knees. And you pray to God, Lord, my wicked son, yeah. Yeah, you pray to God, my wicked son, for all your sins and what you done. I said, oh, that's crazy, ma'am. You don't understand. There ain't no heaven, there ain't no burden hell, there ain't no heaven,
ain't no burden
hell down there, there ain't no heaven,
there ain't no burden hell.
And when I die, where I go, nobody knows. There ain't no heaven, there ain't no burnt hell down there.
Ain't no heaven,
ain't no burnt hell down there. Ain't no heaven,
ain't no burnt hell.
There ain't no heaven,
there
ain't no burnt hell. When I die, where I go, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Well, gentlemen.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.